Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Whoa, amber is the color of your energy. Who knew 311 was still out there doing the damn thing, huh? Where are they going to be at? Toyota Music Center this weekend?
I don't know who 311 is, so you're on your own with that.
311 is a 90s alternative band that if you were a 90s kid, you know who 311 was. In fact, I had a, by the way, this is Fred and Blake. We've got Ross Lubinsky behind the glass. We've got everybody's favorite khaki Kevin sitting here. I had a rotten foster family, and I do mean rotten, had the nerve to, the day before, I had paid for my ticket. I'm 15-year-old Fred. And she says, oh, hey, I talked to somebody at church, and they said that 311 was devil music, so you can't go to the concert tomorrow.
Who said this to you?
My foster mother at the time. And so, yeah, needless to say, she won't be getting a Mother's Day call on Sunday.
Did you disobey that anyway?
I mean, there were plenty of other things that happened in said foster home that led me not to liking this family.
You think you'd be a good foster dad to somebody?
A foster dad?
Yeah.
At this stage of my life, no. You know what I could be good at? You guys know, you guys are familiar with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Is that where they're like in the woods?
I don't think that's what he's talking about.
I want to say that's like Boy Scouts, but
you'd be a good Boy Scout.
No, I wouldn't be that either. You can keep me away from the Boy Scouts, in fact. But I've watched
against Boy Scouts.
Have you seen those documentaries? I had to stop it. I'm a documentary guy.
Oh, I haven't. I didn't know there was documentaries out there.
Ooh.
I
just, and look, I'm not trying to disparage all Boy Scouts because I'm sure there's plenty of healthy troops out there.
don't meet him too often
Ross
anymore.
Points at himself, but I'm telling you right now, if you there was a Netflix documentary on the Boy Scouts, and I'm all for watching crazy shows.
I love the Girl Scout cookies.
I had to. Okay, this is Boy Scouts.
What do Boy Scouts even do? I thought it was just Girl Scout
cookies. Why don't we talk to the Boy Scouts?
It's basically just like a group where a bunch of pyromaniacs get together.
How old can you be to be a Boy Scout? Could I go be a Boy Scout tomorrow?
No.
Why not?
Because you're too old.
Because they, kind of
they phase
Blake.
You out at 18.
So 18 is
mean,
the
are
oldest.
You, are you a boy?
It starts
I'm a boy.
Off, it's.
And I want to be a scout. Brian Broaddus style.
Tell you what. I think it's a little too late for you.
I think you missed your mark.
Absolutely.
No eligibility left.
What did I?
You know what? Maybe you should go mentor people on how to write correct messages to people. Maybe that should be your I don't know. You and outdoors, I don't know.
I'm a good outdoorsman.
I'm not.
Do I need to get my 4C shingles out and my bait, my tackle bait?
I'm not sure
box?
Why you would need to bring shingles to go fishing. So that already makes
might
me
need to
question
build a roof.
You.
Might,
as-
need a, might need to build a roof out there, huh? Want me to build a teepee, a canopy? I know what I'm doing outdoors, guys. Blake
Anywho,
could be a Boy Scout
I think
mom.
You
what
should,
is that supposed to mean?
I think you should stick to mentoring
I could be a
kids.
Boy Scout.
No, you
okay,
can't.
The Boy Scout You're instructor.
Done. Again.
Why not?
You just don't strike me as a Boy Scout instructor.
You could be a co-ed adult leader, but only until 21, so you missed that as well.
I want to be a co-ed adult leader.
Again, you missed it.
Why is there an age restriction on the leaders?
Because I don't.
Because you know why? Watch the Boy Scout documentary, you'll know why.
I think it'd be a little strange if somebody was like, I'm 25, never done this before, but I want to be a Boy Scout.
The Boy Scout doesn't, look, the Boy Scout...
So you got to be in
organization doesn't need random 25-year-old dudes just show, hey, I want to be a scout leader. Yeah, no, we're good.
They have a rich tapestry. They need to see your history.
I don't know about a rich tapestry, but they got a tapestry of something. Okay?
So Ross is a Boy Scout.
Again, I'm not saying all troops.
Then why can't I do it? That's my point then, if we're not disparaging
because
them all.
It's too late, man. Just move on.
Unfair.
Ross, if you're a Boy Scout, are you forever a Boy Scout or are you a former Boy Scout? How does that work?
I mean, I guess technically I would be a former Boy Scout because I did quit, so.
How do you quit the Boy Scouts? You're just tying knots.
I'm
done.
I think I'm sure you had to pay like fees every year, and I finally just like told my parents, I was just like, I just don't want to do
this
anymore.
From the 903, don't look up why Boy Scouts of America went bankrupt.
Well, what happened? Now I'm curious.
Think the Catholic Church. Yeah.
All of them?
What do you mean?
All the Boy Scouts are like a certain region of Boy Scouts.
No, there was a lot of them. I mean,
it wasn't contained to like one area.
Yeah, I was gonna say
that's what you're asking.
Like I'm saying, was it Wisconsin?
Like
Boy Scouts?
This wasn't like a measles outbreak in West Texas. No, no.
Yeah,
this
New Orleans was just really down.
We
bad.
Just had a really rough patch of unsavory characters in this little region of the country.
That's what I'm saying. Was it just like a Wisconsin thing?
This is like a nationwide situation.
I mean, did they have a meeting that they were going to be not great? I understand what we're referencing.
Correct from the beginning.
No, here's the problem. You had a lot of sickos who were preying on kids, and they knew that the bar to get in was low. So they kind of like what we talked about the other night. All right, about how, remember what we talked about the other night about the kid that killed himself because there's that scam going on online?
Yeah,
okay.
The AI stuff.
Well, imagine those same kind of perverts getting into the Boy Scouts.
How do we eradicate said people? So there's just.
Well, there's not a Boy Scout.
I mean, so. I don't know that you can eradicate it. I think the biggest thing is that you can do is be aware.
I think we can. I think you can be the start. We're going to eradicate it.
Well, I'm not going to eradicate it in the Boy Scouts. I've got other things to concern myself with.
We're not eradicating the Boy Scouts. We're eradicating perverts from the world.
Man, that's a big fight.
But you see, you know what it is, though? We're not eradicating people. We're eradicating thought processes.
That's a hard...
I don't think you can do
that's
that.
That's a hard ask, man.
Because it's all in society that people are, you know, have these deluded thoughts in their minds. Me and you are going to be the change on this radio
station. So you're just going to walk up to somebody and be are you thinking these things? Or?
No walking up.
Just going to assume that someone's thinking a certain thing and then just take care of them on the spot?
Just sitting on the bench.
just picking his nose?
He's just sitting there chilling, legs crossed, like, well, I guess we're going to...
I guess it's going to be 1-1 after this game.
That's what it is. He's just excited to see his horses.
And get ready for game three. 145-98.
No.
But yeah, I don't know.
Through this radio show,
okay,
we're going to do it with megaphones. That's always worked, right? Going on the street with megaphones?
Yeah, I don't know if that would work. I don't know if that would work.
So we're just going to sit back and let it happen. I'm not okay with it.
I would be more towards, you know, let's help out the disadvantaged youth.
Those are the disadvantaged youth if we keep letting these perverts walk around.
Well, but if we can show them talk to them like, hey, this is what you look for, or this is if something
But can we talk to every child? Probably not. We can't save them all.
Starts in the education.
Getting
system.
To kids is gonna be a lot, and it doesn't sound right.
Yeah, but like I'm saying,
getting through to children is gonna be a lot easier,
more accessible
than perverts. Finding perverts.
Or we can do what they do online, do the reverse catfishing.
I don't have time to reverse catfish with perverts on the internet. I just don't. I just don't. Okay.
I just hate seeing that stuff. These are real people walking around.
It absolutely is. It's 100%.
I'm gonna have a child one day. You have children. Kevin is a child. Like there's a lot of it. There's a lot of us walking around. I want to make sure they're okay.
No, but you got to have, and look, you have to have a hard conversation with your kids too, right? Like you got to be able to tell them like, hey.
It's not the whole what me and Kevin were told as kids, the don't jump in the white van with free candy. That's not the thing anymore. It's social media.
It's literally just this.
It's anyone and everyone can get you.
We've seen the videos of people literally just getting grabbed in mid-daylight. I've seen those like people in their front yard just leaving their kids and they're just grabbing them.
And unfortunately, especially when it comes to like priests It's like, and a lot of times, unfortunately, it's sexual assault as well. It is those who you are close to, who you have known. Like, there's like,
and they know, and they know the guard is down.
Real quick, not to make a weird pivot or anything like that, but right now, it's new Pope season.
It is. I saw that
new
on my TikTok.
New Pope season. Let's go. So
do we celebrate that? I don't know how that works. Are we celebrate?
Damn right, we celebrate it. Absolutely. Why? I mean, I do. I'm Catholic.
Oh,
so.
Oh, I didn't know how that works. Celebrate.
We need to, as far as the Catholic Church is concerned, I'm telling you right now, you know what we need to do? Start legislating marriage.
I heard.
There's nothing normal about abstinence.
No, I heard that.
I'm sorry. There's just not. What animal, like, there's no creature that abstains from sex for its entire life. It just, that's not a normal thing.
I'm so glad I'm here for this.
I heard with electing the new Pope, I was getting learned up on TikTok that it's a pretty long process and different smoke comes out if they've elected the white and the red that's or it. White and black, I think, smoke.
If they decided on a new Pope, that's very interesting.
It's like a super long process and only the people that are...
We need to get one. I'll tell you what, I want to say there's a high-ranking bishop here in the DFW.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can't get him on the show tomorrow.
Then that's
tomorrow. Wow, a quick turnaround.
So you were talking about, Blake, the smoke and how that signals if they've chosen a new pope or not.
Yeah.
I saw a picture today of a skyscraper in Dallas that had smoke coming out, and someone said, black smoke in Dallas. This means that the Mavericks have traded a superstar.
Oh, that hurts.
Has Mikko Rantanen saved DFW already that quickly?
He's working on it. So is Paige.
Fair.
Brett Boone, Paige, and Mikko. Who would have thought they'd be the ones to save? And George
Super
Pickens.
Three.
Who would have thought they would save DFW?
Well, no, I tell you what, I'll put it like this, though. They've made us forget about them. And the other part of it, too, the Lakers being out of the playoffs.
Yeah, that's definitely helped.
The Lakers not being in the playoffs and getting run off the court by the Minnesota Timberwolves. And again, Dallas Maverick fans didn't see anything in that series that they weren't unfamiliar with.
Well, he's not playing defense and dropping 30.
You know what I'm saying? And plus the fact that, you know, who's he throwing to? Who's he passing to? Who's he lobbing to? No, I mean, wasn't Jackson Hayes.
You know who kind of took a step back in that series and we really didn't talk about it that much was LeBron. He was not great in that series either. Mainly like conditioning wise.
Well,
I said he looked old.
I said he looked like a 40-year-old.
I was watching the game. It was like, ooh.
I was a little upset with how that series ended, and he kind of like jokingly like told us, oh, well, I guess I'll see you at home. And I'm just like, that's not really like the competitor LeBron we remember.
I think because LeBron's done.
I think that something has. Yeah,
I think mentally, because
if we win one, great. If we don't,
The fact that he's not willing to take a pay cut in year 23 tells me he doesn't want to win a title.
Yeah,
like if what's more important to you, making more money or winning a title at this? I mean you're a billionaire. So what are we doing here?
We didn't get a chance to mention this. I think we should. Mavericks GM Nico Harrison is coming from Tim McMahon. Is making a major change to the team's health and performance group again.
Thank God.
Among the dismissals, athletic performance director Keith Belton, Harrison, who we hired last summer, and head athletic trainer Donnie Calhoun, or Dion? D-I-O-N-N-E Calhoun.
That's Dion.
Is that how you say it? Dion?
D-I-O-N?
D-I-O-N-N-E.
I mean, I'd say Dion.
Dione?
Respectfully, I don't think it matters.
Either way, he's been let go.
Not going to work here anymore. That's what his name is.
Everyone's been talking about how the athletic performance director, Keith Belton, you want to know one of the reasons he was fired?
Well, he didn't have a certification.
He was missing his certification.
That's kind of a big
deal. An NBA trainer. Might be a decent big deal. And Mark Stein also tweeted this. Remember the whole Derek Lively foot situation? Should he come back? Is he coming back too early? He quoted his own story of that story.
Yeah.
And said Derek Lively's foot injury, as the Steinline reported on. There was following Dallas' season-ending loss at Memphis led to a blow-up between the department lead, John Billsborough, and strength coach Keith Belton. Belton has been let go. It's believed Billsborough will stay.
Well, and if you read the article that McMahon put out, which, again, look, I'm not... And you want to talk about... I mean, Tim McMahon has gone from being anti-Luka... to now all of a sudden he's reporting as the savior of all things bad with the Mavericks. But hey, to his credit, he's reporting, he's doing what the fans want to read. I get it, whatever. I'm not mad at him. After they got beat by the Grizzlies, I'm going to put out this great piece and, you know, it's going to document everything. I don't know that it documented anything that we didn't already know. I mean, about as far as the health and conditioning core or group. So
Our friend Isaac Harris tweeted out a quote that was said in the Nico Harrison exit interview. Mm-hmm. He said this quote, talking about the athletic training staff, because he was asked, why'd you let go of Casey Smith?
Yeah.
Why he's so good. He's so well-liked among his peers. This was Nico's response to, why did you let go of Casey Smith? We felt that the guys that replaced them have done an amazing job. And again, you're coming at me from a negative standpoint. And I look at it from a positive standpoint. The guys that we brought in are just better.
Yeah.
And then 22 days later, he releases.
They gone.
Clearly.
I mean, Nico's just... He's made it clear. I'm not staying any longer than I have to.
Wow.
You know, in his world, look, let me see if I can't win a title with Anthony Davis so that I can say, hey, I told you so. And then...
Is this just one big I told you so? I don't really care about basketball and Dallas.
When it became personal or whatever... We're going to find out whether it was, and like I said, we're not going to unravel this because we've certainly talked about this ad nauseum. You just feel like it was, I can't decide, was it just Nico or was it the DeMonts? Which, by the way, I feel like it is the DeMonts, to be honest with you. If you look at the way they've handled everything since they've become owners, the last 7 or 8 years since they've owned the Sands. Oh, by the way, tell you what, and there was an article, and don't give me the line, what it was in. About how they basically botched. New York is about to allow gambling, and so it's a huge. It's basically the most untapped market in America as far as gambling goes. They've poured. You think the money they've poured here is big? Which to me, I thought that was a foolhardy mission from the jump. They've poured, I want to say, $1 billion into this 10-year march that they've to try to get into the New York market. And all these missteps aside, boom, done. Guess who helped lead the charge over there? Yeah, you may recognize him as Alfred P. Newman, Mr. Patrick DeMont. Everything that guy touches collapses. Mm. So
call him the Boston Celtics.
I'm telling you, man, seriously. So I'm not ready to just throw, I know Nico's the face of all this, but I'm telling you right now, I'm a firm
believer.
Oklahoma
City, first team to win a home game, right?
Yeah. Sure feels that way, isn't it?
No, who else has won? Cavs haven't. Boston hasn't. And what's the other series in the West?
Minnesota and Golden State. They've only played one game. Yeah. So, yeah, and Golden State ran them off the floor yesterday. So, yeah, OKC, first team to win, and they won so in astounding fashion. All right, you want to do a top five, or you want a top five?
We haven't even come up with a top five.
Well, I was just going to do it from last night.
Oh, there you go. There
top
you go.
Five show finales, yeah.
All right, so we'll do top five show finales. I still have to bust Kevin's chops over a haiku from a couple weeks ago.
And right. Where are the Stars at? They lead 3-2. What will the score be when you come back? You got to wait and see. Fan After Dark.
And we are...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, a minute 19 left to go. This Stars and Winnipeg Jets game is out of contrizzle. All right, so we are watching this thing.
We're excited. In the studio.
I'm not going to lie.
Did we just get it? Wait, were they about to score?
It looked like they were. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't have my headphones on. And so the next thing I know, the mic was red. So I was like, oh, wait, I think we're live.
We're excited.
I think we are live.
We're just as excited as you guys watching at home.
I keep telling myself I'm going to do a top five segment bed or something like that. We'll do it next week. Okay, so
plenty of off time.
As I'm looking at my my haikus, that's not gonna work. Okay, top five at 11:20. We'll keep you posted. We got about a minute left to go in this Stars and Winnipeg game. Also, too, they are empty netting it. So yeah, 3-2, 1:18 left to go. So we'll keep you posted on that. My man's got 30 saves on 32 shots. What a
standing
job
on his head. Standing
Ottinger.
On his head.
So I feel like somebody wrote that in their haikus. Anyway, I digress. All right, top five show finale endings of all time, according to the four of us. Now, the genesis of this was young Dave Elliott, who finished watching what?
You.
Who?
You.
Me?
You.
You're watching Fred?
What would you say? We? Of the five seasons, where would you rank the fifth season?
Easy. So me and my girl did this. We got really deep into it. I actually watched a 35-minute podcast, The Dark Psychology of Joe Goldberg and everything that went into him. Okay. Running about his character. Season five, the best. Incorporates all the stuff, like characters coming back. Thought this person was gone. This person's alive. I'm not going to spoil anything. Yeah.
Please don't, because I plan on getting to this.
No. You're like, oh my gosh, this person died, and then they're here. And then, oh, this person that we saw in season one was here the whole time under the carpet
under
in
the
season
radar.
Five. They're this huge character. So, great season. Season four was the second best season. He's in London. I'm not going to spoil the plot twist there. And then season one, the first season, Guinevere Beck. Third best season, and then two and three, he's in California. They're kind of filler season. Like, they're very good, but as far as in comparison to the other ones, filler season.
I'll text my daughter while we're doing this.
Under a minute left for the Stars. Come on, empty net for loser peg. Let's go. Finish strong.
Ross, right. Is this Deadmau5?
Final 40 seconds left to go. We are just hanging by a thread, ladies and gentlemen. Hanging by a thread. Dallas trying to steal home ice advantage, and they would with a win tonight. All right, my number five, top five show finales of all time. My number five is going to be Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad was absolutely incredible. You know, that last season was a little crazy, not going to lie. But I thought it went out. And you know, hopefully I'm not giving too many spoilers away, but Walter White doesn't make it.
I got to get to it.
What a bummer. Spoiler alert. Now, in fairness, you kind of knew he wasn't going to make it because he tells you at the beginning of the show that he's got cancer, which was terminal. Riddled with cancer at the beginning of the show, which, by the way, he lived pretty well while making meth. For the 5 or 6 years that the show, you know, goes on during that time. So anyway,
they just try to take their heads off.
Breaking Bad is my number five. I know you're a Breaking Bad guy, right?
Big time.
All right, real quick. Up or down, thumbs up, thumbs down, or the finger, El Camino.
Nice, Ottinger.
I still have not seen it.
Come on, get out.
Interesting.
Get out.
But the only reason I didn't see it is just because I meant to go back and rewatch Breaking Bad leading up to El Camino.
Fair enough. Okay. All right. So that was my number five is Breaking Bad. You got five?
I do have five.
All right. What's your number five?
My number five, I'll save my honorable mention for later, Seinfeld.
Great call by you. Great, absolute
love
call
Seinfeld.
By you. All right. What's yours?
My number five is blank because I haven't watched five season finale. What did I say to start this? I said, when I watched you, I think it's the first time I've watched season finale. Now, I found a couple more to fill out
no
the list.
No honorable mentions from Blake today.
You don't have five shows in your life that you've seen the season finale
Front to back. I'm not saying I haven't seen five shows before. but I don't watch a lot of, my attention span is not great to watch front to back. And also, all the shows I like are still coming out with more seasons. Rick and Morty is still going. I haven't seen The Office front to back. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Worth it. Black Mirror is still coming out.
Their finale was just...
American Horror Story is still coming out. Yeah. Ozark is still coming out.
No, it's not.
Is it done?
No, it's done.
See, I stopped watching after season 3. Yeah. So I didn't finish it.
The last season was terrible.
Yeah.
Last season was terrible.
1 second.
The last season jumped the shark several times.
Come on, Dallas Stars!
At least as far as I was concerned. How many do you have? 3 or 4?
4.
Okay, so at least you got 4.
All right, take
so
4.
NA on number 5. What a great show that was, too, by the way. Couldn't get enough of it. All right, number 5 for you.
My number 5 is Futurama.
Okay.
With the robot.
And this one is kind of a trick because Futurama was canceled several times.
Look at this face off.
And every time it was canceled, they included a finale as if to say, like, hey, we don't know if we're coming back, so this could be the show finale.
Let's go. Stars win.
So
Stars win!
First game one win in like 10 love games, it. Guys.
Love it. 3-2. What a performance. Miko Rantanen.
All 3 goals.
Miko Rantanen type things. What a performance. Ottinger with another stellar performance as well. Your Dallas Stars back in their winning ways again. 1-0 lead over Winnipeg.
One out of Winnipeg.
Stars to the cup. Stars to the cup.
Make sure
we called it.
And no,
before,
we absolutely did.
Before the playoffs even started, I said, no, we called it before they even traded for Miko.
Yeah.
We said they're winning the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
And look at them.
We absolutely did. We absolutely did. Let's just put this way right now. Let's make this declaration right now. Stars win the cup. I'm getting a Stars logo tattooed on my body.
Sounds we good like with that?
Let's do it.
Have you looked at the other logo yet?
Haven't looked at it yet. We've been locked into a program. Number 4.
Can we, before we get to number 4, can we make that like a group situation?
Absolutely.
I will 100% go and get a Stars tattoo with you if they win it all.
Let's do it.
100%.
Can we get a Miko Rantanen tattoo?
Are we all 4 doing this?
Miko with the greater than sign over Luka?
I'm not going that far.
What's Miko's jersey number? 60-something? 96. 96, yeah.
But,
we had a 96 tatted on us?
All right, number 94. No. Oh, okay, number 4.
My number 4 is The Good Place. Very good finale. Big, big fan of it.
What the hell was The Good Place?
It's, if I explain the premise to you, it's going to spoil it a little bit. But
who's in it?
Oh, I'm going to have to look up her name because I think it's Kristen Bell is her name.
Okay. By the way, I'm looking at the Dallas Stars. I was going to say, I'm looking at their logo from then. I like the new one. I like this one better.
I'll hate you for it.
Not going to lie.
They're all good.
The star with the D? What? Yeah, give me that all day.
I just really like the old color scheme.
Which I can appreciate, which I'm not mad at you for.
If Miko Rantanen has another hat trick and the Stars win Stanley Cup, I'll get a moose tattooed on me.
Okay.
It's like...
I wish we could use a winner
classic
logo.
I'm going to do the recent Stars. I'm going to do the most recent Stars logo. You're going to do an old school Stars logo.
Big time.
You're going to do what?
A moose. That's
his
nickname.
You're going to do a moose?
He's the moose.
And then what are you going to do?
Figure it out when I get there. I might do the Texas one.
I bet you I have a good buddy of mine who regularly wears like the old North Stars shirt with like the yellow in. I bet you I could get him in on it to do a North Star tattoo.
Done. We're all in this thing. We are in this.
We're
in it to win it. So, all right. Now we just got to find a tattoo place. 877-881-1053. Let us know. 877-881-1053. Okay. What'd you say your number 4 was?
The Good Place.
The Good Place. What channel was that on?
I don't know, but most recently I watched
like CW.
It on Netflix.
That sounds like a CW channel.
Well, one of my shows I did not watch, but I actually heard it had a really good finale, was on the CW.
I love it. I know. I would expect
I'm such a bad show watcher. Like, y'all are all going
to
name shows that are like, yeah.
And I'm just number 4 for you is? This is your first one.
First one here. 2011 Mavs Finals run.
All right,
so you have 3. Hopefully, you have at least 3.
Is that not good?
Would you look at that? Blake is no longer on the fan cam. I wonder what's going
on. Moving along.
My number 4.
I think somebody texted this guy asking for a job. Seriously. You think you'd give me a job at the Dallas Morning News?
Game 6, Dirk left-handed layup over Chris Bosh.
We're done with this guy.
Number 4, something that Blake would appreciate. Maybe even Ross. Gravity Falls.
I'm going to let you go to Ross.
Great pick.
I watched the first season.
Was that on Hulu?
No, that was a Cartoon Network special.
Underrated show. Don't get it twisted. Underrated.
What's it called?
Good
Gravity
characters.
Falls. It was like a mystery drama cartoon
Gravity
show.
Falls? Gravity
animated
Falls.
Animated characters, big heads.
Pretty good.
Season finale, that good?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that you're really in a position right now.
I'm just asking him.
I've got an honorable mention, Blake. Do you want to borrow it?
Hold on. Okay. My number four, Succession. All right. And I don't even know if any of you guys even know what that show is.
I know it, just haven't seen it.
Fair. Number three, Seinfeld. So there you have it. All right. Your number three.
My number three, I'm going to use my honorable mention here. And I would be surprised if any of y'all have seen this. New Girl, for those who have seen it.
Big time. I literally just finished it last night for like the third or fourth time.
I think you mentioned that yesterday.
I sure did.
New Girl is a banger. But I did put Stranger Things on here. Even though it's not technically over, the cliffhangers are so good that they might as well be finales.
Okay. What do you have there, Blake? What do you have?
My number three.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody has seen this. It was on Netflix.
Last time Cowboys won the Super Bowl.
Me and Shorty watched it, only two seasons. Very introspective, very psychology-based. I can't say one of the words on the air, but the end of the blanking world.
That's a good one.
I wish I knew the cast in it. Super like indie film type show. The kid's literally like a serial killer.
It's crazy.
He meets a girl and they like, they're pretty much Bonnie and Clyde, but young.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You know what I'm talking about?
They're like a young Bonnie. Yeah. Not that crazy. Not killing people like crazy, but they rack up some murders.
It's a wild
what's the show,
show
called? The End of the World.
Interesting. All right.
It's like a cast of nobodies. They made it. It was a banger and then nothing ever happened with it ever again.
Yeah. Two seasons.
Yeah.
I'm not going to really spoil the ending, but it's pretty realistic.
You know what? I'm just proud of the fact that you actually have a TV show on there once.
Okay. I thought about putting that one on there too.
Very, very indie film.
Okay.
Very.
That's enough.
Look at Blake stepping out of his comfort zone. All right, number three.
My number three is one that you mentioned, Fred, as your number five, Breaking Bad.
Absolute.
Never heard of it.
Done with this guy. Number two, Snake Draft.
Snake Draft, question mark?
He has done top fives.
Oh, he's a top five legend.
That's why every time I say Snake Draft, question mark?
That's right.
My number two is Scrubs. Fantastic finale.
That is a good show. I watched a lot of Scrubs in college. I never did see the finale.
I'm going on a limb and say this is a show about doctors.
100%. It's one of those shows where it's like you either love it or you despise it. Like there's
Scrubs
no
or House.
In between.
Scrubs or House.
I would go with Scrubs because I never watched House.
Scrubs?
You know the main character in House, that guy?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's the dad in Stuart
Little.
Well,
he's like the most like pessimistic person on TV ever.
Hugh Laurie. Yes. That's exactly what it
was. He's like, my life sucks.
I watched a lot of House, but I got really tired of, House, you can't keep doing this. This is so unethical. And he's like, okay, well, watch me. I'm going to do it anyway. And then everyone else is like, you were right the whole time. Maybe we should have trusted you. That, it's literally eight or however many seasons of that. Like, it is, finally, I was like, I've had enough. I can't do this anymore.
Seriously.
Do I need to be educated? Someone said, Blake says a young Bonnie and Clyde like they were old. I don't know how old Bonnie and Clyde were.
They were young.
I don't know.
No, they were in like their early 20s.
Yeah, they were young.
And still, the cast on the show is younger than that, right? They're like 17, 18.
Yeah, because they weren't even, I don't think they were even technically allowed to drive in that show.
Yeah, they're like 15, 16-year-olds in the show.
Right, what was your number two?
I don't blame
Scrubs?
You for not knowing Bonnie and Clyde.
So three was Breaking Bad and two was Scrubs?
Yeah, and just real quick, I'll say Scrubs, it's like if you stick with the show through it, like the finale just
makes sense.
It hits.
John McGlynn. Epic character. All right, number two.
I'm allowed to say this word on air. I asked you guys yesterday. I'm just making sure.
I was not here.
I don't know. I don't remember what
something
you said.
Creek. I'm allowed to say this.
Okay, but we know what we're talking. Well, we know what you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah,
I wouldn't risk it.
I would just say Bleep Creek.
Bleep Creek. It's got a bunch of famous
Eugene
people.
Levy's in it.
Yes,
you know
and,
it.
And
did you not like it? You're kind of rolling your eyes, saying it. Did you ever
watch
the
first few episodes?
Oh, it was hilarious.
I was out of it.
That's my bag, though. Sarcastic, dark humor jokes. Just
no, it's not bad. I'm not saying it's terrible. I couldn't get into it.
Oh, I loved it. I watched every episode. Finale was great. Yeah. Great. Zero bad things to say about Blank Creek. I wish I could say the same about Shameless, but I didn't finish it.
Yeah.
Shameless is in that same bag of just, I watched. No?
No, just like in the sense, I agree with you. It's just like it went on for so long that I gave up.
When the girl left, I think most people stopped watching with me.
I agree too. I agree too. All right, coming up, we got to run this hurry this thing up. Number two,
look at this guy trying to stay on.
Friends.
How many
seasons is that?
I don't know if it's 11,
isn't it?
It's quite a bit.
10 or 11?
I think it's 10 because my sister got literally every single season on Friends on DVD growing up.
I've got that.
She was
obsessed. I've got that for The Office. I think the thing about Friends is every time they play that Green Day song, it just gets me.
What?
If you know, you know.
What? What song?
Good Riddance,
Good
Time
Riddance.
Of Your Life.
Yeah.
Oh, do they play that in the finale?
The finale, it just hits.
Okay. I was never a big Friends guy.
That doesn't surprise me.
My number two, although I didn't mind Joey. Joey was funny, but the show was kind of, it's whatever. Number two, Sopranos. I mean, we're talking about one of the greatest endings in television history. We still don't know whether or not Tony got killed or not. And then last, but certainly not least, and I appreciate the realism of this finale. I was locked into my television, and it was just the, it was, you ever seen something where it just, it's a gut punch at the end, and it's not a happy ending?
That's my number one coming up.
Yeah.
Snowfall.
I feel like a bunch of people. I feel like, isn't Game of Thrones have like one of the worst finales?
Oh,
like everyone says
Game of
that?
Thrones, and I'm not, look, I'm not a Game of Thrones person.
Yeah,
everybody I knew that was a Game of Thrones person was very disappointed. They were disappointed with the whole last season.
Yeah,
because apparently they kind of rushed through it, but whatever. That show sucked. Anyway,
so real quick, I just want to say, so like I was like looking up a list of like the top show finales of all time, right?
Yeah,
just to see
where
my shows were stacking up. Game of Thrones, like most of these shows were like 8 to 9, like out of 10, right?
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, the finale was 4.
I believe it.
Oh, and 4 is being generous.
Now, people were people were upset with how that show ended. Like I said, I didn't watch enough of it, so I couldn't, I don't know.
My number one, for those who do know, my Marvel nerds out there,
yeah,
the Loki show.
Ah!
Interesting.
That was just a good show around.
So effing good.
Outside of your brain kind of thinking. Yeah. It was insane.
Interesting. Never watched it. Number one?
You already know.
All right, take us home, Lubinsky.
Star Wars: The Clone Wars.
That's a TV show?
Sure is. It's an animated TV show.
Ran a long time.
Yeah, I think it's 7 seasons, if I'm not mistaken.
Tons of episodes.
And it ties right into episode 3. And for those who know, Revenge of the Sith just had its 20th anniversary recently. And Revenge of the Sith, it's exactly as it sounds like. It is not good. Things are very bad. It's like Macbeth. It's just a tragedy. And it ties in very well, and you're left just going like, so what was the point? Like, why did we do all this? I had just a very visceral reaction to it. So good.
Better Call Saul is on my honorable mention because I feel like the first 2 or 3 seasons were money. Then it kind of dipped for a couple seasons. And then when they introduced Lalo, things picked back up, and I just thought the dynamic between Saul and what was the girlfriend's name? Dadgummit, I can't.
972 agreed. They said, as far as best TV show finales, I hope someone mentioned Star Wars: Clone Wars.
There you go.
Right before you said it,
some people say you only have to watch the last 4 episodes to connect to episode.
The fatties have spoken.
The episode is literally titled "Victory and Death," and if that doesn't tell you,
tells
you
all you need to know.
Yeah.
Kim, that's who I was thinking of, Kim Wexler. All right, final segment of the program. We put this bad boy to bed, and we celebrate a Stars Game 1 victory. Don't go anywhere. Is Ross doing a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Reed?
I don't think so.
No. Remember that time 10 seconds before we started, I said, no, Reed, y'all take us back. Yeah, that's
man. All I heard was at 30.
I was going to say, I didn't hear that other part about the
we're locked Reed. Into Boy Scouts. And
it's a lot going on in this last segment. A lot Friday. Going on during the break. I'm Fred. That is
the one, the only.
Can I ask a really hard question?
Blake Elliott?
I'm Blake, yep. That's Kevin, that's Ross. If they don't know us by now, then we're on the ticket.
If you don't know us by now.
Look at our boy Legs doing some late night TV. Look at that hair.
The hair's legit.
Look at that tan.
I'm jelly.
Look at that tan for sure.
I'm jelly of that hair.
Okay. Would the Mavericks have made the finals / won the finals with how Boston is playing? That was their kryptonite. Boston looks like they might not even make it out of the East. Do you feel even worse about the Luka trade? Not to make things worse. Knowing that Boston's playing like this, knowing that was the only team that was able to suppress Luka.
I thought about that earlier.
Does Kyrie still tear his ACL?
No.
If Kyrie's there, then yes, I think he
Kyrie doesn't tear his ACL. You know, perfect world.
Anthony Davis is healthy?
Anthony Davis not on the team. Luka's on the team.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then, trade.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think the Mavs would have won the finals? Nothing changed. No big trades are made. You got Grimes. You got Luka. Kyrie's hurt. Gafford. Lively's playing how he was. He didn't get, like, if this was a season where you didn't have any tragic injuries, I'm not saying someone can't get injured for a game or two, but no season-ending injuries, and Boston's playing the way they're playing, about to lose to the Knicks, and it might be Knicks-Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals.
It's hard. All I'm going to say is
they missed, 75 threes or something like that?
Yeah, because you blew up this team because, let's be honest, of how he played in the finals. If they'd have won the finals, I doubt you trade Luka. You're probably like, the way he played, Dumont was like, or Nico, I don't think he's a championship-level player. Look how he's getting beat on defense. His conditioning, blase, blase, blase.
Yeah.
And then that same team that you just blew up your team for is about to lose in the second round. Maybe. It hasn't happened yet, but they're down 2-0 and they don't look good. Does that make you feel worse about the Luka?
Well, they don't look good in the last minute of the game.
Yeah.
That's the bizarre part about it.
And the thing about we say about Luka, doesn't look good in the fourth. Conditioning. Bad shot selection. No defense. That's what the Knicks are doing. The Celtics.
Well, plus but here's the thing, though. I mean, let's be real. He wasn't going to look this bad with the Mavs.
Who wasn't going to look this bad?
Luka.
No, I agree. That's what I'm saying. Do you, like, in a scenario where he's still in the Mavs, they got the team built around him, would you have felt confident they were going to win a Super Bowl? That they were going to win a championship.
I think they would have won a Super Bowl, in fact.
Feel good on the Super Bowl part.
I mean, I don't know, man. That's a great question. It just sucks because we never saw that iteration of the team, though. I guess that's my thing, too.
That was like the best version of Boston.
If you're telling me that you don't get rid of Quentin Grimes and you keep the team that was 19-10,
best plus or minus
on
had
Christmas
a five
Day.
Five-man lineup to play this season. Best plus or minus.
You got to think that if he'd come back on
best net rating,
you know, he's going to look a little rough the first, kind of like we did with the Lakers, but it wouldn't have been as awkward because he would have been in Dallas and, you know, he would have done his thing. Yeah, this team, and especially how they could have looked, provided everybody. Now, if everybody doesn't, you know, fall off a cliff, as in Daniel Gafford and everybody else.
And this Western Conference looks gettable.
Oh, 100%.
Minnesota, with the way they're shooting threes, the Rockets, the Warriors. Yeah.
And hell, you beat the Thunder without him.
For some reason, you have the blueprint on them.
You beat the Thunder three times this season without him, and then when you had him, you mollywopped him in the second round of the playoffs the year prior. Denver's your only thing, but we see how, like, it just sucks.
It sucks is the fact that Nico put together a good team.
Yeah.
And then decided to blow it up.
Yeah. And so. It just feels like it's a very winnable title right now. I don't feel like anybody's claiming to it other than the Pacers and the Knicks. Those are teams you're supposed to say Luka can't beat.
I don't know. I would say the Thunder. I mean, the Thunder looked pretty good tonight. We'll see what Game 3 looks like. I mean, agreed. Obviously, you had a Denver team, too, that, look, they won Game 1. They were good.
Yeah.
And it's almost like Denver has to be selective.
They only got five guys.
They got five guys. Six.
Six.
That's a six-man team.
We can't gas at seven games.
And Jokic was exhausted, so it's like,
fouled out.
Go ahead, chill, do your thing. We're going back to Denver, tied up anyway, so who cares? By the way, haiku-wise, you had used the word NFL and counted it as one syllable.
Oh, wow. Are we getting a late DQ?
When did I do
Are
this?
Are we getting a late
How long ago was this?
This was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
I think this is outside the parameters of disqualification.
Oh, wow. We've gone back to the video board. We've gone up to Vegas.
Vegas
is asleep.
This is, I don't know, Vegas.
Dean Blandino is on the call right here.
Dean Blandino, I shot him an email. He just got back to me.
Got him on the show?
No, I'll tell you what's funny is I was driving home that night.
Wow.
And I was listening to the segment over. And it was at that moment when you read your haiku. Because we all actually stopped. And we were like, and I was like, no, he's good.
This is the one where I slid my phone over to you and I showed you. I said, this is the one, right?
Is this true, Frederick? Is this true? Do we need to go back to the film for this?
You did. You actually did show me that. And I was wrong.
So how can I get disqualified if the referee didn't know what he was doing?
It's not a DQ.
Not a DQ.
It's not a DQ.
We're just watching.
Just like, hey, we're watching you.
You got away with one.
This is the last 2 minute report that comes out. Nothing's going to change, but we're aware.
We were wrong. We were wrong. We missed it. We missed
it's
it,
on us.
But we let him go.
You got the W that day, but.
You got the win that day. But yes.
Moving forward.
You were over the allotted syllable count, which I want to say one of the texters actually did chime in.
Oh, they'll call you out.
Does anybody know the hard out? I know.
Yeah, it's 55:39.
Okay. Glad you know.
So, anyway. All right. So, I just wanted to clarify that. The 2 minute report.
This one, right?
That would.
Read it. Read it. Read it. Just read it. Read it, Kevin. Stop looking it over.
It's not a bad haiku. It's just.
I just did it wrong.
Yeah.
And it's the one that y'all liked better out
read
of
it.
The two.
Hear it.
We did.
NFL draft buster star.
So many syllables.
250 plus most subpar.
250 syllables.
Who all sets the bar?
Kevin sets the bar.
Because NFL, that's three right off the top.
I could just say no.
FL?
No, I was going to say draft buster star, but I don't think that would work either.
That would work. Draft bust or star. Nope, you need one more. Anyway, either way, that's been on my
Neffel.
Is it? Will there be any games?
Neffel would be two.
Is there any games enough? That come on before we come on the radio tomorrow that we need to predict? Not Stars.
Yeah, I mean, we're on from 7 to 11, Rangers game. Who's pitching tomorrow? DeGrom?
Leiter's pitching tomorrow.
Leiter's on the
Jack Leiter, I'm calling it. Six scoreless.
Yeah, he needs a bounce back.
Six tomorrow. Scoreless.
I'm not doing six scoreless against the Red
what
Sox.
What is yours then? Put your money out there. Six scoreless from Jack Leiter. He's recouping himself as a top dog in this rotation. Six scoreless. Call him.
5-3 Red Sox.
Wow. He gives up all five?
No.
He'll give up four.
Four?
Four? Dang. You just said he needed a bounce back. Now you're praying on his downfall.
Doesn't mean he's going to get it.
Doesn't mean he's going to get it. No, he does need a bounce back, but I don't think he gets it.
Okay.
I don't think he gets it. All right, we've got 15 seconds left. All right, so Red Sox.
Rangers.
Rangers.
Always.
Rangers.
Go get Rangers.
Rangers.
All right. So three against one. All right. Wonderful job by everybody as usual tonight. And yes, we will be back on regular time tomorrow. Tolos, good night. God bless.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.